Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
And welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Of course, all the best news about what's on the go in and around Johannesburg, what's coming up, and what you should not miss out on. So let us get started. Most exciting news just announced last week. Katy Perry is coming to South Africa in July this year for the first time. Yay! She's going to be bringing her Witness tour to Joburg on the 18th and the 20th of July. Are we excited? Heck yes, we are. So tickets are on sale already on bigconcerts.co.za. And this is going to be an absolutely epic, epic tour. Yeah, just Chained to the Rhythm featuring Skip Marley. The singles Bon Appetit featuring Migos and Swish Swish featuring Nicki Minaj are going to hint at the breadth of the musical and thematic elements that are going to be found on the Witness tour. And knowing Katy Perry, her outfits are always amazing and completely over the top. And this is going to be an imaginative trip from outer space to inner space, from the planets to the bottom of our oceans, and a musical journey through Katy Perry's biggest milestones and mega hits right up to her latest album. I am so excited. I actually don't know what to do with myself. So the dates are Wednesday the 18th of July and Friday the 20th of July. The venue is the Ticket Pro Dome in North Riding. Ticket prices range from 575 right up to 1,535 Rand. And tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. Otherwise, you are, of course, welcome to head over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go and click on the Katy Perry post. I've got all the info there for you. But much, much excitement. And if you are a fan, do make sure you book your tickets, because I think this is going to sell out pretty fast. If you are looking for something romantic to do, all you hopeless romantics out there, as we head into the month of love, then I have got just the thing to spoil that special someone in your life with. On Wednesday the 14th of February, Arbor Cafe in Ilovo will be hosting a Valentine's Day dinner in collaboration with one of my favorite bubblies, Berve Clicquot, and guests will be treated to a delicious four-course meal for two from the Arbor Cafe dinner menu, and each meal includes two glasses of Berve Clicquot rose champagne. So if you're looking to treat somebody special in your life, make sure that you book a table at this absolutely romantic little spot. So that is Wednesday the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, from 6 p.m. onwards. The cost is 890 Rand for two people. That's for the four-course meal for two, and then also two glasses of champagne each. So that's really not a bad deal at all. Arbor Cafe and Courtyard in Birdhaven in Ilovo, and you can give them a call on 011-788-4111 to book your table. Do not miss out. That's going to be absolutely beautiful, and it's a stunning venue. I love it. Heading our way next weekend, one of South Africa's biggest and longest running flagship comedy brands. I've spoken about them a couple of times, Kings and Queens of Comedy. And this is going to be an epic show, their sixth year, and they're going to be at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria for the first time. And this is a comedy extravaganza with comedic giants from around South Africa entertaining audiences on Saturday the 10th of February. So before I wax any more lyrical, I got to catch up with Osman Osman, who is the MD of Blue Blood. They are the hosts of the Kings and Queens comedy show, and I got to chat to him a little bit about what we can expect this year. Osman, tell us a bit about the Blue Blood Kings and Queens of Comedy, and how did it all start?
Well, it's actually a funny story. We were entering into the comedy spheres and looking at doing bigger ensemble cast. We had just done the tour with Blue Blood with Joey Razdeen and Riyad Musa, which was targeting predominantly the Indian community. And now we had this opportunity of doing a 3,500-seater within 30 days at Empress Palace. And we decided that we were looking for a brand, and you know, we threw out a couple of names, which, you know, if you looked at comedy in South Africa, there was the Heavyweight Comedy Jam, there was the Blacks Only, which sort of segmented and targeted you know, just certain race groups or whatever the case may be. And I was all for the kings in of comedy, because at that point, 6 years ago, South Africa lacked female comedians. And Shaista, who's, you know, the business partner in Blue Blood, as well as, you know, my life partner, came up with this great, fantastical idea one early morning that we should call it Kings and Queens of Comedy. And going on, you know, people that were in the industry in comedy way before us, I called out and reached out for advice, and everyone told us that Kings and Queens of Comedy is doomed to fail. It's not next level. We lack female South African comedians. And myself and Shaista decided, well, if there is a lack for female comedians, then we should be providing platforms for more female comedians to come out in South Africa. I first was deadly against the Kings and Queens of Comedy when the concept was just formed. And when we took it to the market proved itself. We sold out a 3,500-seater in 30 days. It was a huge challenge, but it was a huge achievement. We had all the heavyweights of comedy on that lineup. I remember Mark Lottering was the first comedian who actually said he'd come on stage, and Joey Razdeen was the host. It was the Rainbow Nation of comedy, where we had a mixture of comedians and talent all in one room. And you know, we priced it well. We kept tickets from 150 rand.
So you're heading into 6 years this year, right? Clearly you are on the right track. And as we know, South Africans love to laugh. But what is your secret recipe?
I think it's having the versatility of so many comedians on stage. You know, Kings and Queens of Comedy was formed as 10 big names, one big night. It's now gone and evolved into, you know, it starts on a Saturday, it starts on one day and ends on the next. But, you know, having comedians from all race groups, having, you know, female acts and male acts all on one stage brought out, and, you know, the audiences love that. You know, when we stand in the crowd, we see the Rainbow Nation of comedians and the Rainbow Nation of fans. It's true living to what Madiba had put out. It's not specifically targeted at any audiences. It's just a fun night out where you come out with your family, your friends. You get to see your favorite comedians. You get to see the comedians you dislike. But it's worth the price. And I think that's our secret recipe.
What can audiences expect from the show this year in 2018?
Well, for 2018, we're going big. We're going on a national Kings and Queens of Comedy, as well as we're taking Kings and Queens international. We have opportunity to take the Kings and Queens of Comedy to the Middle East, you know, to play out to expat markets there, as well as to new audiences in Middle East. We're going to Australia, we're going to London. So there's a lot coming for 2018. It's going to be a very, very busy year. It's been a very busy start to this year. And we can't wait to roll out with Kings and Queens of Comedy and showcase South Africa and South African talent in terms of what we have.
How can everyone find out more about you? What are your contact details, social media handles? How can we find you?
Our social media handles at K&Q Comedy, at Blue Blood SA, Blue Blood SA on Facebook. I think we're on every social media platform, YouTube. So, you know, go onto our Facebook pages and our social media, our Instagram. It's at Blue Blood SA, at K&Q SA. And our hashtag is #K&Q Comedy and #TheBlueBloodWay.
So if you enjoy a good laugh, make sure that you have your tickets booked to see the Kings and Queens of Comedy on Saturday, the 10th of February at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. I also have some tickets to give away on my website, heatherhook.com. So head on over there, click on the competitions tab and make sure that you enter, and you could be the winner of a set of tickets to go and check out this epic lineup of local comedians. So if you love vinyl and you love LPs and you love records and all things to do with old records, then you want to make sure that you get yourself over to the Vinyl Fair this weekend. It's happening this Sunday, the 4th of February. It's returning to the Stanley Beer Yard at 44 on Stanley in Mill Park, and it takes place on the first Sunday of every month and brings together 12 of Joburg's top record dealers, offering the best in new and pre-owned rock, soul, pop, jazz, folk, blues, and loads more. Stanley Beer Yard, of course, is loads of fun. They have yummy food. They have beer. There's free, safe, and secure parking. And it is open from 10 until 3 this Sunday, the 4th. So if you're looking for something fun to do, or you just want to go and check out and have a wander around and check out Stanley Beer Yard, make sure that you do that. So that's the vinyl fair coming up this Sunday. I'm quite looking forward to that. A reminder, if you're looking for something else romantic to do for Valentine's Day, the Valentine's Blues is heading to the stunning Nyrox Sculpture Park on Saturday, the 17th of February, 2018. The full write-up is on my site, heatherhook.com, but do go and check that out. Artists that are going to be playing include Dan Patlansky, Dave Ferguson, Albert Frost, Laurie Levine, and loads, loads more. And it's going to be an amazing day out at the Nyrox Sculpture Park on Saturday, the 17th of February. Gates open at 10, show starts at 11, and ticket prices are 330 Rand per person if you book online, or 360 at the gate, but that is subject to availability. Kids under 12, half price, and under 2 are free. No food, drinks, or pets allowed into the event, because they've got loads of guys that sell the most amazing food there, so you don't need to bring your own food. And if you want to find out more, you can head on over to their website, nyroxarts.com, so www.nyroxarts.com, or as I said, everything is on my website as well, heatherhook.com. Now, this year, 2018, is a year filled with magic and illusion. We have the Illusionists opening at Monte Cassino on the 14th of February, and much excitement last week. I'm so excited to hear that Showtime Management are bringing global television star, international brand ambassador, author, and stage performer, the award-winning magician Dynamo, to South Africa. Yay! I am beside myself with excitement. That is going to be taking place in May. It is going to be also at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. He is going to have two shows, Friday the 11th of May and Sunday the 13th of May. So yeah, that's going to be really cool. The Friday show is at 8 p.m. and the Sunday show is at 3 p.m. I am very, 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 very much looking forward to that. And you can get your tickets on CompuTickets. So everything is available on CompuTicket.com. And if you love all things magic, illusion, then this is most certainly for you. So let's just put it out there, right? Dynamo has walked on water across the River Thames. He's levitated in front of the statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio. And he has walked down the outside of the LA Times building. He's predicted the Soccer World Cup outcome and taken a trip on the side of a bus. And he is now bringing his Seeing is Believing live essay tour to us in May. I got to see a little bit of what he can do. I was involved in one of the little sort of tricks that he did, where we had to, everybody, there were six of us, we had to give a number, and he wrote the numbers down, and then it was on like already rewritten down on a lottery ticket that he bought the week before. All about mind control, all about illusion, and I'm so excited to see him levitate. I think that's going to be absolutely fantastic. So if you are into all things magical and otherworldly, then you do want to make sure that you have your tickets to see Dynamo at the Sun Arena, Times Square, on Friday the 11th of May and Sunday the 13th of May. Yay! I also got to catch up with Dynamo and have a little one-on-one interview and find out more about what we can expect from the show. So check this out. So, Dynamo, tell us, how did you get into doing all of this? Is it something you've been doing your whole life?
So, I got into magic when I was 11. My grandpa first introduced me to it, not as a way to perform for people, as actually a way to scare some guys away at school who were giving me a hard time.
Oh, wow.
So he showed me scary magic to do on them, and it definitely got me through my school years. But at the first, it kind of alienated me a little bit because people thought I was like a crazy demon child.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but then when I got... be quite lonely, but then when I went to college, I went to college quite far away from the school that I went to, so nobody knew me there, so it was like a fresh start. And on the first day, you know, when people are introducing themselves, people are like, hey, I'm Paul, I play football. I was like, well, I'm Stephen and I do magic. And then people are like, magic, show us. And that was the first time I'd done it as a performance piece.
Yeah.
And I basically, from then on, I've just been doing it ever since. I dropped out of college to pursue magic as a career. Did a few kind of, you know, side jobs to try and, you know, get some money saved up to start to actually have a business plan. Met with I come across a guy called Prince Charles. You might have heard of him. Prince Charles from England, from the royal family. He has a charity.
That Prince Charles. Yeah, I thought you were going to say somebody like performance name Prince Charles.
No, Prince Charles.
And
he has a trust called the Princess Trust, which gave me a business startup loan and a mentor to help create my actual business and become a professional magician.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and I've been working with his charity ever since, because obviously they kind of gave me my start in my career. And, you know, from then on, the idea initially was just to make YouTube videos. And then the YouTube videos then end up becoming the TV series Magician Impossible. And then after the success of that, people wanted to, you know, wanted to see the show live. And I've never really done stuff on stage before, but I finished my TV series in 2014. And I thought, you know what? I think I owe it to the people to create an actual live show.
Yeah.
I was petrified about going on stage. I'd stage fight. I never wanted to be on stage as a kid.
Yeah.
But over the last 3 years, I've kind of really worked hard to build up a stage persona and you know, just to create something different, because I didn't want it to be like a typical magic show. I'm not like a Las Vegas jazz hands type performer. You know, I wanted to be myself on stage, but do, you know, create a connection with an audience that is, that even in an arena, feels intimate.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to, the connection with my audience for me is the most important thing, and getting to interact one-on-one with people individually is so important for what I do. But I wanted to make it so when you're in the arenas watching the show, no matter where you're sat at the back, at the front, whatever, but there's parts where I'm with you right at the back, there's parts where you're on stage with me, like half the audience on stage, there's bits where everyone in the room at the same time is having magic done, they're having their minds read at the same time. You know, so it's an experience as opposed to something you come and sit and just watch. It's not like going to the cinema. Mm. It's something that from the minute you sit down in your seats, you're part of the show.
You're hooked.
And because of that, it meant that the stage fright disappeared a bit, because I realised that I'm not walking out there on my own in front of thousands of people. I'm walking out there with thousands of people to create an experience together. And it'll be a one, you know, every night is different. So there's no two experiences are the same. So, you know, it's just really, really cool that I can actually bring it to South Africa, because when I filmed here years ago, I was like, I've got to come back. The people here are so amazing. The reception they give me is phenomenal. So I've got to, if I get this tour off the ground, then South Africa is going to have to see the magic.
Well, we're really excited. What can we expect? Is there going to be like some levitation? Oh, is there going to be, okay, yay.
Yeah, there's definitely, so if you ever watch my TV show, think of all the best bits. Like, obviously, I can't put...
You can't walk on the Thames.
Can't put the River Thames won't fit on the aeroplane, right?
Yeah.
So I can't bring that with me. But there's some of the things, you know, some of your favourites that you might have seen me do, you know, like using mobile phones and stuff using levitation and stuff with cars. And, you know, there's, without giving too much away, I don't want to ruin the element of surprise, there's a lot of the audience favourites from the TV shows, because I actually asked on Twitter, I said, what's everyone's favourites that they've seen the show? And I tried to pick the best bits, give them a new twist for the stage so that they still take you by surprise, as well as loads of brand new things, stuff that I've never even kind of done before.
Okay, we like new stuff.
Yeah,
new
lots, there's lots of new stuff, yeah. And yeah, it's, like I say, it's not like any magic show has ever existed. I literally kind of had to break all the rules when making this show and create a whole new blueprint of what a magic show is. And that's what seeing is believing is. So hopefully people will come, they'll see, and they'll believe.
Looking forward. One last question. What is the most challenging stunt or act that you've ever undertaken to do? I mean, we've seen you do some pretty epic stuff.
Yeah, I think probably the most challenging was walking down the side of the LA Times building.
Yes.
At the time, you know, I was quite, you know, it was 8 stories up, and I didn't have the best, you know, I had a bit of a fear of heights then, but I kind of, I like to challenge stuff and push my fears and try and overcome them, so that was like a self-professing challenge for me there, but it was the scariest thing whilst I was doing it.
Would you do it again?
At the top. not after.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I've done that, that's enough.
Yeah, I've done it once, I'm happy with that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in May,
yeah,
and thank you for
awesome.
Your time.
Thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you. So much epic and exciting stuff coming our way. I am really, really looking forward, especially to seeing Dynamo and, of course, Katy Perry. So everything that I've spoken about on the show today is available on my website with all the information. So heatherhook.com, you can go check that out. If you are on social media, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. So do make sure to connect with me. Please feel free to go and enter that competition. You can stand a chance to win a set of tickets to go and see the Kings and Queens of Comedy. I also have another awesome competition which is running. You can win a set of tickets to see South African singing sensation Devalt Festival live at Rode Fallei on the 17th of February. They're doing a romantic picnic and outdoor concert, and it is going to be absolutely beautiful. Well, Rode Fallei itself is beautiful, so that is going to be absolutely epic. So if you want to go and check out David Vassafal and win yourself a set of tickets, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and you'll see all the competitions that are currently running there, and you can enter, and I will hold thumbs and hopefully you will win. I will be back with you next week. I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic week ahead, a great weekend, and I will be back with you again soon. All right, lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.